Yeah, I mean, each team's got its own situation, and it's more than, you know, a lot of times people say, this is how you could make this happen. Trade this guy, do this, convert these two players, and you can get him in 25. But the problem is, what does 26 look like, and what does 27? You would hate to make a move like that, and you're going, man, I got 25. Worry about 26 later. That's easier said than done.
Bills GM Brandon Bean. Joe asked a question, not asking about Micah Parsons, but there are big-name guys out there that have asked for trades, right? Yep. Parsons, McLaurin. Hendrickson, McLaurin. You tried to trade me Terry McLaurin in fantasy. Did he ask for a trade off your team?
Did he
want out?
No, he didn't know. He found out through Twitter.
Oh, wow.
So we have a problem.
That's going to be tough.
At Van Buren Boys HQ.
That's going to be tough when he finds out.
Yeah.
That I rejected the trade, too. Does a player ever find out that they were almost traded, but the other team rejected the trade, so they now feel unwanted by two teams? Because when you do get traded, you say, you know, it's nice to be wanted. Like, actually, yeah, we tried to trade you and they rejected it. So, tough one.
The Lakers once tried to trade Kobe for LeBron. Would Kobe have taken it that way?
Maybe.
Like 2007, I think they made that offer.
McCav said no?
Yeah, McCav said no.
Okay.
The way Kobe was, I feel like he might have been mad about that.
And just won.
If he found out about it, right. Yeah, like someone write a book on all the trades that someone said no to. Hey, here, how much could you make on that? Your favorite team, some former GM, like, I'm going to write a book on all the trades the other guy said no to.
Like Tage Thompson for a fourth? Wasn't that one? The Sabres tried to dump him at one point?
I think it was a fifth, but yeah.
And they said, the other team said no, and then like, he's good now.
Colorado maybe, yeah.
I don't know if that's a long-held belief slash rumble rumor.
That they offered Tage for like nothing.
For nothing, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, that's good that one didn't
There's
happen.
Paul's told the story about there was a Hasek, the original deal sending Hasek to Detroit included Fedorov, but that Hasek said, you're not doing that. Like, I'm not going there if Fedorov's not there or something like that, that he stopped that from happening.
He didn't stop Slava Kozlov from being
No, he was good with Kozlov, but he wanted Fedorov as a teammate, so he wouldn't let him go back.
803-0550. All right, you ready for a little Let's Get Stupid?
Yes.
A little bit of Let's Get Stupid to this, because do we think the Bills could trade for Micah Parsons? No. Probably not. But.
Right.
I got to thinking yesterday. So maybe you see these, right? You're hanging out, you're scrolling through Twitter, and you're like, who says no? Parsons for James Cook, and all these trades.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that I like to really dig into once in a while, because I think that there is sticker shock where there probably shouldn't be. Maybe you saw James Cook and three firsts for Parsons.
Okay.
And people would say, I don't want to give up three firsts, right? I'm not giving up three first-round picks. That's crazy. And as someone who, of course, has to, talk Bills draft for a couple of months in the springs, I also don't want them to trade three first-round picks. I'd like to, you know, this board.
Our draft parties.
Sometime in the next 3 years, we're going to put names on this board. Yeah. I've been predicting that.
Our draft parties would take a bit of a hit.
Right.
For 3 years.
Right. I don't want to trade those firsts either.
I guess we'll see you in 2029.
Right. Yeah. But. This kind of comes up. I'm trying to think of who this would have come up with before, where the price for a player is a first and a second. And you think like, wow, I would never give up a first, second, or two firsts. So I went to the trade value chart to find out, all right, if the Bills were picking 30th for the next 3 years, what does that add up to?
Oh, yeah.
Three 30th overall picks. And the answer to that is basically three 30th overall picks is worth the fourth pick.
Okay.
On one of those value charts. And that's with no adjustment for years. A lot of times teams will say, well, a first next year is like a second this year, even though that's definitely not true. There's a little bit of a first next year is worth less than a first this year. Mm-hmm. And that would be same of 2 years on as well. Without even doing that. Three firsts on the value chart is worth the fourth pick. Mm-hmm. So here's Let's Get Stupid. The Bills somehow get the fourth pick in the next draft. It's not...
Without being like a four-win team?
Sure. There's some crazy stupid thing where they make a trade and then the other team falls apart and they're picking fourth.
All right. The Raiders call and say, "Hey, you want to swap first this year?"
Bingo. They just, you know.
And the Bills are like,
"Sure.
Are you okay?" And then, sure, yes.
The Chargers say, "Let's swap first," and then they have a terrible.
Okay, there you go.
I don't want to make it the Bills have a bad season.
Right, that's what I, yeah.
All I want to say is.
They end up with the fourth pick.
The league calls and they say like, "Hey, sorry about everything that's ever happened to you. Here's the fourth pick in the draft."
Okay.
Would you trade the fourth pick in the draft for Micah Parsons? Because you might have a reaction to three firsts. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Would you trade the fourth? The Bills have the fourth pick in the draft. And Dallas says, straight up, would you do it? Would you do Rousseau and the fourth pick? Because when you put all the assets on the table, it looks really big. Oh,
right,
it's
right.
James Cook and A.J. Epenesa and three firsts. How about James Cook, A.J. Epenesa, and the fourth pick? Would you do it? Does it change how you kind of receive that?
It does. It definitely does.
Who's the fourth pick in this year's draft?
Ooh. Marvin Harrison Jr. That's last year. That's the caliber of player I'm giving.
It was though. Offensive tackle Will Campbell.
Will Campbell. Yeah, I would have traded Will Campbell.
All due respect.
Yeah.
Like Abdul Carter went. Abdul Carter went three.
It definitely looks like a lot less.
Yeah.
It looks like a lot less. Fourth overall picks before Marvin Harrison Jr., Anthony Richardson, Sauce Gardner.
Anthony Richardson went fourth?
Yeah.
Man, why did I think he went like 12th?
Sauce Gardner, Kyle Pitts, Andrew Thomas, Cleon Farrell, Denzel Ward, Leonard Fournette. I've traded a lot of these guys for. I think I would do it. I would definitely do it. Yeah.
So then the obvious takeaway is like, if
I just hope there's not a Marvin Harrison Jr. level receiver that's gonna sway me personally. I don't know if it'll sway. It wouldn't sway them.
Then the obvious question is, if you trust the value chart, isn't trading three firsts for him the same as trading the fourth pick? If we're being honest and whatever, yeah. If we're sticking to the value chart.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Right.
But it.
So you're making the argument for they should trade three first round picks.
The argument, right? I always like to make here is the Steelers want a first round pick for XY. When we talk about any sort of trade in terms of a first, the gap between a first at the top and a first at the bottom is unbelievably big.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
If, hey, the Seahawks are looking for a first for DK Metcalf, like, oh, I'm not going to give up a first. Well, which first? The 10th pick and the 25th pick are a world apart.
Right.
Two firsts for the Bills, where the Bills are selecting 30th overall, two 30th picks. Where is that on the value chart? Answer, it's like 12th. Two firsts sounds so big. Would you trade the 12th pick for that?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Heartbeat if I had that 12th pick. And this kind of gets to a point that we might, I don't know, if this year, next year, any year along the way, if the Bills will ever trade two firsts. But with as good as they're going to be, for as long as they're probably going to be this good in the Josh Allen era, I wonder if Brandon Bean ever thinks about. This isn't something I would have asked him yesterday because I didn't think about it until, you know, these trade offers are being rolled out on Twitter. Would he ever think my going rate is going to be two firsts because my firsts are worth about half as much as a really good first? So, you know, one first for Diggs is a good trade.
Isn't the way he talks about it, though, and he kind of alluded to this a little bit in his answer yesterday, that his firsts are worth less, but maybe his firsts are worth more to him in that because you have the Allen contract, because those are my cheap labor picks.
Yeah.
And I'm giving up. I'm going to spend $40 million to get Micah Parsons with these picks when I'm going to spend. Like, that would be one where I almost feel like Brandon Bean would rather have the fourth pick than Micah Parsons. Because you're gonna get a stud that high in the draft.
Sure.
You're gonna get an awesome player.
If it's this year and it's third, you're picking Abdul Carter. And
right.
You might rather have that because it's cheaper and he's a.
Because would you rather have Micah Parsons for $40 million or would you rather have Abdul Carter for, you know, $8 million?
Right.
with Allen's contract. And I think this GM would say, I'd much rather have Abdul Carter for $8 million, even though he hasn't played it down yet.
You also have to kind of decide how much you want to give the Bills, well, we have Josh Allen's contract, as an excuse or as a reason to stay away from other big contracts, because his deal, his average per year is 55.
Yeah.
And Prescott's above him. Burrow and Jordan Love are tied. Trevor Lawrence is tied. Tua, Goff, Purdy, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, and Jalen Hurts are all over 50.
Yeah.
Mahomes will eventually jump right back up over 50, right?
That's right.
You're going to have, I'm going to get Caleb, I don't know about Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels will jump over 50. So you could say we have a big quarterback contract, but a lot of teams do. You're not one of the only teams paying this.
Yep.
And if you go by cap hit by year for Allen, his number is set to be, by freakish, amazing quarterback standards, very manageable.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the next 3 years, I did this last week, his cap hit right now before any restructures or anything, his cap hit is a lot lower than both Jackson's and Mahomes for the next three seasons.
Mm-hmm.
36 this year, 56 next year, 53 next year. Lamar, for example, is 46, then 74, and then 74.
Yeah, no, they'll probably restructure those.
They will, but so will the Bills.
Sure.
Right? So
well, the Bills, yeah.
It's easy to see that Allen's number is going to be lower than Lamar's for the next three. Maybe right. After that, Allen's is higher. But
that kind of gets to the point where, sure, you're paying a lot to the quarterback, but all the good teams are. All the really good teams are, except for entry-level contracts, like if the Bears pop,
yep.
And Jaden Daniels and whoever else.
Like, and Allen's most direct peers, he is going to be getting less than. He's going to be costing you less on your books for the next three seasons, which really, if we think about it, age 29, 30, and 31, for a quarterback with this athleticism, not saying he has to be done after that, this is a window here. The next three seasons where I'm taking you up to Josh Allen being 32 years old. And at 32, probably still, again, a stallion that could jump over linebackers. But you don't know. So for the next 3 years, he's cheaper than the other guys that he's always compared to.
Yeah.
But they have a lot of these middle contracts. They have Samuel and Palmer and Dawson Knox, right? And Bosa. And that'll even cost him some next year, that Bosa contract. Mm-hmm. It's really almost like a two-year deal. So I wonder what the appetite is for a $40 million player like that when you are filling your books here with a lot of tweener contracts, with a lot of middle of the road guys that are Rousseau is even this.
Yep.
Right? All the guys they just signed are this level of contract. And with that, Allen's number is lower, but if you look at the Bills over the next 3 years, they're right there with those teams.
No, they're right at the top.
They're right there with money that they already have paid out. Like they'll get more room from the cap going up, but they're tied up. They have as much money committed to people. Like 2027, just on SpotTrack, right now they have the least amount of cap space in the league. Again, they'll get a ton.
They'll get some.
But their starting point is going to be behind all those other teams. So that's kind of where I get tripped up on. I think they... Where the sunglasses meme, right? Like Brandon Bean is big baller Bean. He wants to go out and get these big acquisition players, but it's been a little bit since that's happened. And now I've got an Allen contract that is not the biggest, but it's sizable. I got all these other middle of the road contracts that I definitely wonder if they will ever add a player of a Parsons caliber again. A Vaughn caliber again, a Diggs caliber again. Their biggest moves.
Well, if they get one of those players that they draft, they will.
That's different. But I mean, that's right. But going out and getting that guy.
Yeah.
Like, has he already made his biggest moves as a GM in the Josh Allen era? I think it's possible. $100 million for a pass rusher and first round pick for a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Will he ever do either of those things again?
From another team. Sure.
Not from a guy you drafted and developed. If if Coleman turns into a 1,500-yard receiver, they'll pay him, I think. Probably. If, T.J. Sanders becomes Aaron Donald, they'll pay him.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like, that's different to me than, I don't have this. Micah Parsons is available. Let me go broke to get him.
To that point, how many other teams have done either of those moves? I wonder if we could...
The Diggs and Vaughn.
How many teams have traded a first round pick for, a number one receiver, and how many picks have spent $100 million, $120 on a pass rusher in free agency. Like, it's almost like he might have created such a high bar for what we thought was the go for it
that it's going to be hard for him to ever.
And right, because other teams, how many other teams have even done that? What's the Dolphins' biggest trade? Trading for Tyreek Hill?
Yep.
What's their biggest free agent signing? Is it, I don't know, I'm going to the top of my head.
I mean, they did a lot of trades, right? Jalen Ramsey and Bradley Chubb. So they're in that category.
Laramie
Tunsil. Like, what are Kansas City's biggest moves?
Re-signing Chris Jones.
That's their own, though.
That is.
Like, getting someone from another building. Going and getting someone else. Like, they really haven't done something that big comparatively to Diggs move or a Vaughn move.
The Bengals, what's their biggest outside reach?
I mean, no, they don't do that.
They're going to do that.
The Ravens got Derrick Henry.
The Eagles might
that's
be.
That's a 1 year deal at 30 years old. Like,
it was like $8 million. The Eagles are one here where it's Saquon.
That's right. Yeah.
But even that was a limited gamble. It was not that. It wasn't, you know, 6 years for a big pass rusher. So
maybe you're right. Like, it's a good point. Maybe they set the bar so high, and it's not really the norm.
No.
Going out and doing something that big. But someone, like, if Parsons gets traded, somebody does that. Somebody does that. And what kind of team is it? Is it a team with, like New England, who's got all this cap space and has an easier time doing it? Or is it a Super Bowl contender?
The last team to make a big trade like that, I mean, maybe you can think of one more recent. I mean, the Goff-Stafford trade is a big one, but...
Right, the Rams did a lot of this.
Is it Deshaun Watson?
Is that huge.
The last
it's huge.
Blockbuster of trades?
Wasn't that 3 first-round picks?
That's a lot.
Everyone always focuses on the contract that Cleveland gave up to make that happen. But, yeah, they gave 3 first-round picks, a third-round pick, and a fourth-round pick.
Yeah.
And a fifth-round pick.
It was a bad trade.
3 first-round picks.
It did not go well.
No.
803-0550. Hard Knocks debuts tonight. Episode 1 from Bill's training camp, streaming on HBO and the assorted family of HBO channels and areas.
We think Khalil Shakir will be featured, right?
Maybe.
Because they were following him around at practice last week a lot. So, guessing that would be, he'll be one of the guys featured.
That's tonight at 9 o'clock.
Yep.
And the preseason gets rolling Thursday with a bunch more games. Good times. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us if you want to toss something our way. James Cook, of course, missed practice again yesterday. He was there, but did not practice.
There is a report from Diana Rossini updating on the Terry McLaurin thing. The Terry McLaurin is Terry McLaurin is looking for an identical contract to DK Metcalf. I heard there's parts of that contract that he is looking for. Doesn't necessarily mean the exact APY, which is $33 million per year, by the way. So in that area.
Okay.
That's what Terry McLaurin's looking for from the Commanders. So he's not asking for like the most money in the league at receiver.
Just wonder why they don't want to do it. They're on their quarterback's rookie window. You're at the Super Bowl's doorstep.
And, like, you know, one of the biggest counters on why they shouldn't do it is he's older. He's 30 years old. But you even looked at their roster and realized how old they are?
The whole team?
The whole team is really old. So, like, it didn't stop them from trading for Deebo Samuel. It didn't stop them from signing Von Miller. Austin Eckler. Right? Like, Zach Ertz. Like, their team is littered with guys that were Pro Bowlers in 2016, basically. So it's very – Bobby Wagner is on that team. Like, it really is – it's a 2016 Pro Bowl roster. So I don't know why they're drawing the line at the guy – the one guy who's actually still great. Like, amazing.
2016 Pro Bowl roster. That's funny.
Vaughn, Bobby Wagner, Austin Eckler, Laramie Tunsil, Deebo Samuel, Zach Ertz.
That sounds right.
Zach Ertz. Yeah. This is the Commanders. They're old. So I don't know. I don't know what their problem is with McLaurin, but that's where they decide to draw the line. Very weird.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 if you want to join us. Let's Get Stupid was about a Micah Parsons trade.
3 firsts.
The Bills, of course, do not have the 4th pick in that Let's Get Stupid and don't really have.
How could they possibly?
What would a team say if the Bill? Let's spin it a slightly different way for 1 minute here. This year's draft, it's the 4th pick overall, and there's a stud pass rusher, and the Bills say, we'll give you 3 firsts for it.
Yeah.
Right now. Value chart, that is square.
For the 4th pick?
Yep. 3 firsts for the 4th pick.
right now?
Shouldn't contenders be doing stuff like that?
Shouldn't they? Like, should they be calling? Should they call right now? Who thinks they're going to be good, but's probably going to be bad? Who's a team that fits that description right now? Are the Raiders good for that?
We'll give you two firsts for your first.
Yeah, that's what.
Right, okay, now,
I'll give you my first this in 26 and my first in 27 for your first in 26. That's how confident we are that we're going to be way better than you.
That'd be such a fun trade.
Who would work for that? The Colts. They might want it for a quarterback. How about the... Hey, Panthers. You guys think you're going to be on the upswing this year, right? We'll give you our next two firsts for your first in 26. How's that sound?
Houston?
Too no, good? You can't
too,
do it.
You mean too good?
Okay. That's too good. You're going to end up moving five spots, giving up the first round pick next year.
Yeah, that's right. 803-0550, Jeremy and Joe, happy Tuesday. We're back at training camp tomorrow and Thursday. We'll talk with Bills head coach Sean McDermott tomorrow. Tomorrow at training camp, we are actually loaded. We've got lots going on at training camp tomorrow. Coming up at 9 o'clock today, Carrington Harrison. We're going to check in with our buddy from Kansas City on the Chiefs offseason and training camp, of course. The Chiefs, you remember them. So we'll get a check in with Kansas City at 9 o'clock. Your phone calls from now till then at 803-0550 here on WGR.